VN4LV, looking for the repeater.
VN4ZLK. Good evening, Mark. Sorry we got cut off yesterday.
4ZLK, AF4LV. That's fine. You had to take a phone call, and I totally understand that. And also, my power was kind of acting up on me, and it still does that some. I think I've got to look at my my power supply. I have two fused leads going to the power supply. Both the positive and negative DC are fused, and I think the connection's not really great. So how are you copying me now? I'm copying you great through the repeater. Over.
Just a second, I'm
going to
go hit a low spot. I'll get right back with you in about 30 seconds.
10-4 ZLK. 3
JCA testing.
You're coming through the repeater just fine. This is AF4LV in Belton.
All right, thank you very much. I'm having to hold the radio next to the window with an outside antenna right now. I'm going to have to get a longer coax patch cord and a barrel 259 to get it to, so I can get it closer to the bedroom area. All right, thank you, sir. KA3JCA clear.
KA3JT and AF4LB, very fine. I get it. I understand it. Sometimes in the past had to change location in order to try to make contact with my HT. Using a little Kenwood TM-271. It's an old radio, but I think still doing fine. Anyway, thanks a lot, 73, and take care. This is AF4LV, standing by for N4ZLK.
Underneath the bridge, next to the interstate, and it's a real low spot, and I always lose the signal right there. Yeah, I thought your battery had gone last night, Mark. I wasn't sure if you were on a power supply or not.
It's iffy. I never know when I'm going to have the power or not have the power. So I'm thinking about bypassing those fuses from the power supply. This is a pretty robust radio, and the power supply itself is fused. So I'm not sure if I even really need those, but I may be making it just cut out on me. So I think I've got a problem there with the power. Anyway, Shane, I won't hold this. Shane, I won't hold this too long. This is AF4LV. I am losing power, so back to you.
I'm wondering if something inside the radio, as it heats up, as you transmit, if it causes it to cut out. But really good to hear you. I hope you get that worked out. I'd like to hear you on more often. Or maybe it's, living way down there in Belton. Maybe they just don't have the power like we do up here in modern Greenville. Over.
Roger, Shane. Roger, Roger. Hope that you and your family are doing well. And thanks for coming back. Always a joy to talk to you. Always appreciate it very much. And I will check things out here. It's a pretty robust solid-state radio, and not, well, it's, I guess it is pretty old, 2004. So I've had it 18 years, I guess. So maybe it's time for something to break inside, but I'm going to check the power leads first. So have a great evening and safe drive home. Once again, great to talk with you, 73. N4ZLK, AF4LV, and we'll be over.
Good to hear you again, and again, I hope to hear you on more often, and enjoy your place down there. Say hello to your brother if you get a chance to for me. AF4LV, N4ZLK, 73.
Have that good ether you have up north. Them Yankees got all the good radio ether, so the signal can't travel down here.
Power. We've got better power here than he does down there in Belt. That's way out in the sticks down there.
Power, it's the antenna. If you could spend $1,000 on the radio and $100 for the antenna, better to do the reverse.
Sometimes. How are you, Glenn? And 4ZLK.
I've got a piece of conduit stuck in the ground, of a rigid metal conduit, and I've got a mobile antenna sitting on top of it. It's only sitting about 5 feet off the ground, and somehow it's making it into the Caesar's Head repeater. feeble system, but I'm hoping to get a better antenna, hopefully in the short term. AF4LV, standing by.
Got on it too. You need ground plane radials.
Oh, that would, I know that would help, because those mobile antennas that sit on top of a car are not designed just to sit on top of a metal pole out in the field. So, roger, roger. AF4LV.
Hey, I think I stepped on the mark there briefly, but how are you today, Glenn?
I was just saying, there's the little ground plane radio kit you can get for the mobile antennas, so you can demobilize the mobile antenna. Well, actually, you could probably make the little radials, but, yeah, you know, for that matter, you're going to laugh at this. I used to use a pie plate, an aluminum pie plate or something, a metal disc of some sort, and that almost would work.
It's of thin sheet metal that I inherited from my father-in-law, that he put tape around the all the way around the edges. It's about a 1.5 foot square, maybe 2 foot square, sitting in the corner. And when it's storming and I don't feel like hooking up to my outside antenna, I just put the mag mount on that inside the house, and it works great.
I know where I could put a bunch of mag mount antennas and have them work quite well. About 20 feet, 15 feet from the house, I got a 40-foot long shipping container. That'll make a good ground plane. Or actually, close to the house, there's a van that I don't think is going to go anywhere soon.
All kinds of metal around there you could use.
Container. Or maybe I'll move the ham shack to the shipping container. Except now it's all metal. The signal has to... But that would be a good ground plane for pretty much any kind of antenna.
The container for storage, or are you going to bury it and make a bunker out of it?
You say that. I've heard of that before. Basically, cut a trench, put the shipping container down there. Now, I mean, that would take some doing, because if you cut a trench, you got to build a ramp that's long enough so you could, well, how would you even get it down there? You have to have a crane to put it down there. But yeah, I've heard that for underground bunkers, or people just build housing out of them generally. But it's just going to sit there, and slowly over the next couple of months, I may shift a few items in it, just so I've got, you know, the junk is not here, it's elsewhere.
Airbnb one time, just out of curiosity, and typed in Aruba just to see what it would be, you know, and one of the first things that came up was a beachfront cottage. So I started reading the reviews about it, and there was, you know, there was a few pictures that looked kind of cute. And I was reading the reviews, and most of them were, this is nothing but a shipping container in somebody's backyard that they've put a bed and a, you know, a little couch in there. You have to go outside to wash your hands in a sink. So, and it's not beachfront. You have to walk across the street.
That. I need some easy way to cut holes, maybe a plasma torch, but put some doors and windows. And you know what I could do for running water is I'll take the washer and dryer hoses and I'll run them outside. If the container was closer, that'd be a little better. It's about 15 feet from the house. But run the hot and cold water from the washing machine out there. Do the same thing with the power from the washer or dryer, and now you have hot and cold water and electricity. Bury it somehow so you don't run over it, and then cut the hoses. But, yeah, right now I'm trying to figure out what to do with it. It's much, much, much more than I'll ever really need for storage.
Contact? Yeah, this is AF4LV again. I put a little makeshift metal plate underneath the antenna. Are you copying me okay? AF4LV, over.
Mark, that made the world of a difference. Your signal came way up and there's no noise in it now.
Okay, I took a piece of, it was a 2x2 foot piece of metal shield. It was a leftover piece that we were using for our heat shield around our wood stove, and we were just using those 2x2 metal ceiling tiles. Over.
No difference. There you go. Easy fix.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I was using a license plate, and that was a little bit of iffy. And just recently I thought, well, I wonder if I can get out without any kind of a metal plate underneath it. And so I was not using one. So my signal seems to be holding. So thank you very much, fellas. Appreciate it. This is AF4LV. I'll back out now. So 73 to both of you. And have a great evening. AF4LV will be clear.
10-4ZLK. Go ahead, Glenn.
Plate or platter, but that's not quite enough surface area. The hubcap wouldn't be very much more. What did he say about a 2-foot piece of metal? That's probably enough for a little bit of a ground plane. Yeah, that did make a difference.
Way up and cleaned up the noise too. He was, I could copy him. I was talking to him last night a little bit, and it was very similar. Could copy him, but it was way down on the noise. But boy, that made a big difference. It's like he bumped up the power level.
To think of what else might make a, you know what? Maybe some sort of can, like a big coffee can or something. If you peeled it, in other words, take tin snips and make sections and unfold them, like an umbrella, and put your antenna somewhere in the center of that. Peel the coffee can like a banana.
Everything like that would help a little bit. Probably the larger area, the better, but I'm sure it would make a difference.
Follow the antenna design. Let's see, how far away is Voyager 2? And it transmits about 10 watts. Somebody's receiving it.
Works. Even if you don't understand it, or if I don't understand it, I'm sure there are some people that do.
Voyager 1 and 2 probes, they're still out there. They were launched over 40 years ago. NASA or JPL or whoever it is can still contact them, although they're starting to go funny. You know, that's not surprising. They've been out there for more than an hour. But, yeah, you know, with the right antenna.
Glenn, I'm about where I'm going. I got to swap this trailer out. I'm running a little behind today. They're trying to get me back, get this load back. So I'm going to let you go. Good to hear you tonight, and hope you have a good evening. And Katie2BNG, N4ZLK.
Katie2BNG, 73s, you have a good one. Huh?